samphorized or something and you washed it in hot water, then it would
shrink.
Yeah.
Or draw up.
Yeah, did that happen a lot, I guess.
Sometimes, yeah.
Well, talking about a woman that would, well, always be looking in the mirror all the time and fixing
crimping.
Yeah, crimp, yeah. Yeah. And if, talking
about teenagers now.
As I'm talking about a woman who likes to put on fancy clothes and sort of parade around in fancy clothes, you say she likes to.
It's a word to use, I can't think of it. To dress up all right. That's really not the word. There's another word they used to use, but I don't remember.
In other
right
words,
now.
They used before they used dress up.
I can't remember it now for anything.
What would they call a, or even now, what would you call a small leather container with a clasp on it to carry coins in?
Purse, a coin purse.
And what would they call, like, something like this? They call this
a bracelet.
And what, like, around their people's necks for ornaments, what would they wear, like?
Beads. They used to beads then.
Now, what would men wear to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders. Back in the old, they call them galluses.
Oh, they call them galluses more. Yeah. And what about to hold over your head when it rains?
Umbrella. A parasol.
Or parasol, they call it. Mm-hmm. Now, when people were in those days making up beds, what would be like the last thing they put on a bed? The
counterpin.
Counterpin, mm-hmm. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a.
The pillow, and it was another thing called. Bolster.
Oh, bolster.
Yeah.
That, yeah. And what about those? Well, it's a type of cover that they used to make a homemade
quilt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what would you call kind of a place where you fix down on the floor like the kids just.
A padded.
And talking about different types of soil and land and stuff, then you'd say that. Talking about land that'll grow most anything, you say that soil is really
rich.
And now bottoms, that's the land that's like kind of along a water of some kind, isn't it? Or would that
bottom land?
Yeah.
Well, now this is what you call hilly. This is
uh-huh.
a hilly country, and out
uh-huh.
there it's called bottom ground.
It
was gumbo because
it'll
be a land. Naturally, you're coming uphill. This is hilly land out
this
there. That's in the bottom because it's bottom land. That's the best way I can describe it. And
a gumbo is a kind of.
It's sticky.
Sticky.
When it's muddy, it'll stick with you.
Well, now, was that what you farmed? Gumbo?
Yeah, right.
Gumbo
Gumbo.
Well, now, what about after you got married? What kind of soil?
That's why mostly the gumbos when we got married, because when we moved, that was real gumbo land. If you get a good crop, you get a good crop, but that gumbo. You lived on sand.
Oh, sand. Oh, yeah.
What do you call sand or lamy? How do you say it? This black sand. But I was gumbo.
Well, what about land that has water standing on it almost all the time?
That's lowland.
And where it's
needs draining.
Where it's, you know, where it just never does ever run off, and it's kind of but it just has water sitting on it, I guess, almost all year round, and it just got tree stumps sticking up out of it.
That has never been worked, you mean?
Yeah, it's never been worked.
Yeah, that's no grind. It's never been worked.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, Dad, did you ever have very many swamps around